at this point, there should be absolutely no doubt in your mind that the name of God is Yahweh, that the one you've called Jesus is Yahweh, that Joel, Peter, and Paul all said we have salvation in the name Yahweh. The Bible is just so clear about this, about these things. Now, I have a question for you. If Yahweh made it so clear that we have salvation in only one name, and that name is Yahweh, what right do any of us have to assume we can use any other name besides Yahweh? It's like this. In the Ten Commandments, we're told not to commit adultery. Do you think we can come up with a good rationale for committing adultery and that that rationale will carry any water with Yahweh? Do you think it's any different with His name? Now, I cannot explain to you why some people have so much trouble with this message. But they do. Some people do. They want to hold on to the name Jesus like they will never let it go. But His name was never Jesus. And Jesus, the one you call Jesus, He told us He's Yahweh. And Yahweh said He's our only Savior. Joel, Peter, and Paul said that's the only name in which we have salvation. So here's my advice to you. Learn to accept this message and let the name Jesus go. That was never His name. I know that we sing songs about it in church. I know that some people use that name, and they've even come up with ways to pronounce it that make it very dramatic. But in fact, the name in which we have salvation and the only name we were told to declare to the world is Yahweh. Now, if we really care about being obedient, respectful, loving toward Yahweh, then we'll pay attention to what He said. And He told us He wants everyone in the world to know there is one God, Yahweh. And it's time for us to start obeying.